Where do you think the race may well be won and lost?
I think, well, any day really. It's like Dave just said, every day is a big day in the Tour this year. The first week, you know, with crashes and all that sort of things, you can lose it there, but also you can also win it come the penultimate day going up Alpe d'Huez. So I think it's going to be a lot going on, that's for sure, every day.
We mentioned, of course, that you may well be ushering Froome through those potentially treacherous cobbled stages. How tough do you expect them to be?
Yeah, they're just really stressful days. Everybody wants to be at the front because that means there's less chance of being caught up in any accidents, really. And when 180 bike riders want to be in the front, like 10, you know, the road's only so wide and it can get pretty chaotic. So it's all about just keeping Froome up there at the front. And then, you know, once you're on the cobbles, it's not too bad. You know, if Chris did a time trial over them, I'm sure he'd be right up there with everybody else. But it's just getting him there in the right position, which is the difficult bit.
Yeah, it's such a team effort. And if obviously people aren't aware, that you all have certain skills, certain areas that you look to sort of help Chris Froome along the way. How do you think he's looking in comparison with 2013 and 2014?
I think he's in great shape. Been out with him the last week or so since getting back from Switzerland. And, yeah, he's looking good and he's looking in great shape to go and hopefully finish the job off. But, yeah, like you say, the whole team sort of built up around him. So kind of like a football team, you know, where Froome's the striker who scores the goal and gets all the plaudits, I guess. But, you know, there's a whole team behind him that have to set him up and get him in that position to actually, you know, finish it off. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it now. I think, you know, looking at the team, it's a great bunch of riders there and, yeah, super excited.
Yeah, we mentioned the fact that Froome won the Critérium du Dauphiné, but when it came to the actual team time trial, Team Sky didn't do particularly very well. Do you expect them to do better than at the Tour?
Yeah, I think so. I think they had a bit of bad luck at Dauphiné and a couple of guys weren't quite on it. And I think... I think the team at the Tour will be a little bit stronger as well. So, yeah, I think we're going to go have a look at the team time trial route, actually, on Wednesday and then head over to the start in Holland. So, yeah, I'm confident we'll do a lot better there.
And while Sir Dave Brailsford was here in the studio, he talked about your good self and said that you are pretty much good at everything, a man for all terrain, and says you will one day be a leader of Team Sky. What do you think of that, and is that your ambition?
Well, it's great to hear when the boss says that, and you know, when other people around you that you respect and things, when they say nice things like that, it's a nice boost. And yeah, you know, the Tour is the biggest race in the world, and to lead the team there would be an absolute dream, and especially in a team like Sky, which is so strong and successful there. So. Yeah, time will tell on that, I guess.
Exciting times then for you, Geraint. But finally, just sort of tell us what happens between now and the start of the Tour for you.
Well, I'm down here in south of France at the minute. There's a few of us down here, Richie Port, Chris, Nicholas Roach, and we'll all travel up on Wednesday to look at this team time trial route, which I mentioned, and then from there we fly straight over to Holland Wednesday evening. And then, yeah, it's just the last 2 days then, we won't be training too much, just a couple of hours in the mornings and resting up, and we'll have a team presentation and stuff to go to, but apart from that, it's just rest and get ready for 3 weeks of, pain and stress and hopefully fun as well.
When you put it like that, you wonder why you put yourself through it. But Geraint Thomas, congratulations on being called up again and good luck for the Tour de France.
Cheers, thanks a lot.